Leah Fraser, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Back in 2014, Vogue Australia typed you to be the artist to watch.
Oh.
What do you think they saw in your work?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I think I am doing something a bit different to what other people in the Sydney art world potentially are doing. I think I do have, you know, my own sort of style, and it's quite like dreamy and childlike, and I think that taps into something for people.
Yeah, I mean, it is, it's really beautiful work in that it's kind of this mystical, lyrical, kind of a blend of folklore. And I saw one of the pieces that was about you that said, you know, you like to blend this idea of philosophies and folklores and religious ideas. So it is, your compositions are very unique, and then your style is quite unique. Where does that come from? What was your childhood like?
It was probably pretty average. I don't know. I grew up on the northern beaches. You know, it's kind of like coastal suburbia. But I've always been a really big history nerd and a bit of a fantasy nerd as well. And I think that kind of collides in mythology and in, I don't know, I'm just really interested in that stuff, and I think I can easily carry myself away in little worlds, and I love stories, I love reading. Like I think a lot of my work, I'm creating characters that there is potentially a backstory that you could write a book about, you know, like that's in my mind, that's kind of like the idea is that these characters are kind of like legendary figures, if you know what I mean. Like they're kind of, yeah. Yeah, I think it was just an interest thing for me. It's not so much that I had a weird, crazy upbringing.
I know, right? Because I was like going, wow, I wonder, has like Leah kind of lived in the South Pacific Islands, then in India, and then in like the Amazonian jungle?
Probably in my mind, I did. I've traveled a lot since growing up, so I did travel a lot when I was young as well. Both my parents were flight attendants, so I did get to travel quite a lot quite young.
Interesting. Yeah. And are either of them creative as a hobby?
Yeah, my dad actually, as a hobby, he paints. And I think both of them, I think my mum especially, like she's very creative in her way of being, in that she thinks very creatively. And I see her like with my daughter now, and she can just carry into that world of childhood. And also she's just very good at, like, she can knit, she can, like, you know, she can make the birthday cake, the crazy birthday cake, and, you know, she just can do like whatever. And I think that way of thinking, I've kind of got that as well, which, you know, you can just know how to do it.
Yeah, it sounds like she can turn her hand to any of those kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
How do they feel seeing you paint as your career as an adult?
Oh, I think they're both very proud of me. I think they would be very supportive of whatever I choose, though. So they were never the kind of parents that, you know, they would have supported me if I wanted to be a banker or a whatever, you know,
an accountant, or
exactly, yeah. I think it wouldn't have mattered what I chose, and they were very happy for me to do this, so I'm very lucky.
I read that you had Catherine Del Barton as a mentor. What do you think you learnt from that?
The biggest thing I learned from Del was how to be a very good worker, and also how to treat it like a job and treat it very seriously, but also within that have the freedom of your work. So I think, you know, I was lucky enough to be in the studio with her a lot and sit and have discussions about every artist under the sun, and she's fairly very knowledgeable, and that was like, you know, going back to university again and having a second degree in itself. And yeah, and I think just how to work hard and but also be free within that.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was really great to chat with you.